From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials look for terrorism suspect. Moroccan authorities say Belgium has formally requested help in tracking a key suspect in the Paris massacres. A statement from Rabat said Belgium's king had asked Morocco's king for cooperation in finding Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the November 13th terrorist attacks. Brussels, meanwhile, remains on lockdown, and police there are pressing forward with a search for other terrorist suspects. The city's streets and roadways were largely empty, with the city's subway and shops closed for a third day. Late Monday, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terrorist organizations continue planning attacks in multiple regions. And less than 2 weeks after the deadly attacks in Paris, U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome his French counterpart, François Hollande, to the Oval Office on Tuesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week to approve joining the fight against the jihadists.
How such action would be one element of a comprehensive and long-term strategy to defeat ISIL, in parallel with a major international effort to bring an end to the war in Syria.
David Cameron. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took action against the four men with an executive order issued on Monday. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.